This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now look who creeping, look who crawling still. Nah, I'm kidding, man. I'm in here chilling. I'm collecting stuff from the post game, and I'm streaming live on YouTube, and I'm switching the break back and forth. And I'm looking at everybody in the chat and what people are saying. Mets fans crashing out. Yankee fans crashing out. We are one and the same. We are the Spider-Man meme. As much as we want to be different, we are brothers. We're Siamese twins. There's no big brother, little brother. We're the same. Twin. Former Mets go to the Yankees. Former Yankees go to the Mets. The Yankees bench coach is now the Mets manager. Juan Soto plays a season with the Yankees. He was just renting in the Bronx and buying in Queens. Glad he did. But you got to listen to this. Let's cue up Carlos Mendoza postgame. The Mets fans, I fear you have become exactly what you never wanted to be. Now you've got the richest owner in the sport, the new George Steinbrenner. You can afford to go out there and buy a Juan Soto. You brought back Old Timers Day. You got an alumni game coming up. You got a Juan Soto bobblehead giveaway coming up. Your fans want to compare the attendance at Citi Field to what it is at Yankee Stadium? Okay. You're becoming just like us without all the past championships. The Mets are becoming like a fake Yankees, a faux Yankees, a alternate universe, bizarro world Yankees. Soft. Finding ways to lose. Four runs beat the Yankees last night. Four runs beat the Mets tonight. Let's hear from former Yankees bench coach Carlos Mendoza, who is now the Mets manager, and he sounds like he spent a lot of time in Aaron Boone's school of managing and answering questions post-game with the media.
How concerned are you about your team, because you're a half game ahead of the Reds and you had a chance to game against the Phillies and they lost? How concerned are you about your team?
No, I mean, obviously, we're not playing well, but too much talent. You know, we're going through a very tough time right now, but you know, there's a lot of good players there, and we gotta get through this. We can't be looking at the standing. You know, we're not where we at. We haven't played well, but we're still pretty much right in the thick of things. So we gotta find a way.
Bro, what? You're not telling us anything we don't know. You know, we've got a lot of talent.
You know, it's all right there in front of us.
Yeah, we got to get through this. And we're still right in the thick of things. You had the division lead. You have one of the highest payrolls in baseball. He's talking about not looking at the standings. You better be looking at the standings. We're both about to be eliminated. We could be facing elimination in a couple weeks. As I go to the standings right now to hit refresh on that, I know if the season ended today, and I was telling y'all last night, stop telling me that. If the season ended today, they'd be in the wild card. That's not good enough. You don't want to be in that wild card round. Right now, the Mets are a half game up above the Reds. That's not cool. The Yankees are a half game up of the Guardians. We're the same. We are exactly the same. We are exactly the same. Managers that talk exactly, then we got to get through this. Get through it. What are you doing in your building? You got to win that game. The New York Mets are 43 and 44 since April 30th. That just came from our very own Evan Roberts. I'm going to keep looking for some stuff, but we got to get to the fans that call the fan and talk about this. It sucks, man. It shouldn't be like this. We're halfway through August. You're supposed to be tightening up, right? We're supposed to see the teams start to become.
Oh, sorry about that. I realized it was on.
I was gonna say
my name's Dan.
It's okay, Dan. Let's. I understand. You weren't live yet.
I apologize
yet.
I thought I was still on hold. I'm so sorry.
No, you're okay. We dumped it. We're good. Dan is in Connecticut now. Yeah. You're live. We got you.
Yeah. Okay. Before I make my point, my friend would just like to say something really quick. Thank you. But I'm a huge fan. My name's Ryan. I have an idea on how to save the Mets season. We're calling home from the game as we speak.
Okay.
Remember how BT offered $100 to say the Mets, you know what?
Yeah.
Well, you being a Yankee fan, you're going to ask me the same question without the money, and I'm going to reverse it and say the Mets are going to go to the playoffs.
Okay, Ryan, go for it. Say the magic words.
The New York Mets, ladies and gentlemen, are making the playoffs, and I will be at the game tomorrow night as well when they win, and I will call back in after they win and let the magic spread.
Okay, Connor, clip that so we can go to it when we need it.
Okay, thank you for that, Keith. Now, here's my point. Mine's a little different than his. I don't see the Mets making the playoffs this year, or at least till the 2030s, because if you look at the history of this team, they only make it once or twice per decade, and I'm afraid we're going to see it again.
Yeah, they don't. Back to back, it is. I don't even want to speak on it, bro. It doesn't make any sense.
I tried to tell you this like about a month ago, and you said, like, I'm over my head, I'm overreacting, I got Wilpon PTSD, but what I said is coming true, sadly.
I just don't. It doesn't make any sense, bro. There's too many good players on the team. How are they all going?
The team is cursed, man.
Yeah, but they in your own building, you had the best home field advantage in baseball. They're still selling out the place. What is happening now?
I know.
They're paralyzed. I don't know how many games I've watched the Mets where they have a glass jaw. They take a punch and they just lay on the ground. That's it. Fight back.
This is what they always do. They tease you every single year. It's just misery and pain.
41,782 Mets fans in the building. Thanks for the call, Dan. I'm sorry, guys. There's nothing to troll or make fun of because, like I said, the Yankees are just as bad or laughable. And, like, it doesn't make any sense to have that much of a payroll, to have that much talent, to have this many all-stars. To have these type of guys added to your team coming out of the bullpen. To feel like you won the trade deadline and this is the prize you get. It's baseball is wild. You can't predict baseball. It's got to be some type of higher power, some type of curse, some type of hex. What else can you say? All these guys, the Monstars, zap them. What else can you say?
The New York
Wait. You guys are coming in hot. John is in Bayonne. John, you're live. Go for it.
Hey, you thought I was the green one. Let me explain something to you, okay? And you're right. You hit it right on the head. This manager is a bony clone, okay? So let's look at it this way. Cashman has taught these guys analytics.
Yeah.
Analytics. Now, I'm going to give you a little story, and you're going to understand what baseball's about and stuff. I was in a playoff game about 35 years ago, stickball, shave balls and all like that.
Yeah.
The guy was throwing a perfect game. The top of the seventh. Perfect game. and I had this super sport athlete guy on deck, and the count went to 2-2. And I said, you know what? I'm a righty. I'm going to go lefty. He goes, what are you doing? I'm up next. I said, I'm using analytics. No, I didn't. And I got up lefty. He threw a ball to make it 3-2. I said, okay, I'll get a walk and break up this perfect game. The next pitch came in because he was going to throw it straight down the middle, and I crushed it for a home run.
Thanks for the call, John. Juan Soto was hitting lefty. He struck out from the left side of the plate with an opportunity to drive in a run to tie it or take the lead. It's not good enough for the highest paid player in the history of the game. I thought you were going to tell me a car drove by your stickball game or something else. I don't know, man. We are at, wait, I mean, it's a little bit after 10 o'clock. Loopy on the late night. We are approaching the hours of insanity because we keep seeing the same things, expecting different results. The Mets cannot lose that series in that fashion to the Atlanta Braves, who aren't playing for anything. The Mets are trying to go back to the postseason, and it's unacceptable if they miss it this year. It is absolutely unacceptable the way that they're playing, the way that the manager is acting like this is okay. I don't know. Pound the table. Mendy, Booney, same guys. Duke is in a story on the Fan next. Hello, Duke.
Hey, how you doing, man? First-time caller, long-time listener. Appreciate you having me on. I'm just calling because do you think it's time to have a shakeup in Queens at the manager position? Because I remember back at 22 when Girardi was fired after a slow start. I know it's the middle of the season, and Rob Thompson took over. Philly really took flight. I mean, Carlos Mendoza is Aaron Boone with no fire. I mean, either this guy knows somebody, he knows something about Steve Cohen in his personal life, I don't know why he's still there.
It's his second year. It's Stearns' second year. This is the guy that Stearns hired. Thanks for the call, Duke. But no, they're not going to fire him. He still got the credit from the run that they went on last year when he was a rookie manager. Earlier in my show, I remarked that the Milwaukee Brewers are doing just fine without David Stearns. They're also doing just fine without Craig Council, who we thought Craig Council might be the Mets manager. And then they went and plucked Mendoza from the Mets, or the Mets plucked Mendoza from the Yankees bench. And we were talking about last year, how much of a better manager he is than Boone. You guys had this guy right in your building, and now what? Now, give it some time. It wears off. Give it some time. Now you guys are looking like the Mets are similar to the Yankees in so many ways. High paid players that go up there swinging for the fences, can't get it done, can't drive in runs. The Yankees have a glass jaw too. Like I said, 4 runs beat the Yankees last night in their building. 4 runs just beat the Mets. And hey, I know the homestand isn't finished, but here come the Mariners, and they're pretty good. They've got some players. They've got some pitchers. They've got some hitters. You may be familiar with them. They're not feeling sorry for you. Francisco Lindor is in the postgame talking about, when we win together. When we lose together. Okay, well, at least you guys are together. At least you guys are on the same accord. He says, definitely a test. It's a test that we're going through. It's big adversity. But it's been for 2 months. How much losing can you take? Like, the fans are crashing out. Frank the Tank's going to have an epic one tonight. I thought last night, this one is like, the way that they always teasing, never pleasing, like Dan in Connecticut kind of just alluded to. The way that they play around with you watching the game. I'm sitting here watching that game. I'm thinking they're definitely going to win it 3-2. Maybe they tack on an insurance run or two, win it 4-2. You got your strongest guys coming out of the bullpen. Here it is. So I don't know, man. On my screen, the Mariners this month, they have a 9-3 record. 4.67 runs per game. A 3.17 team ERA. Luis Castillo on the road. He struggled a little bit, but he's 4-2 with a 4.31 ERA. A 2.92 opponent batting average. It doesn't matter, though. None of that matters. There's something going on. There's some type of curse or hex or cosmic energy around the Mets. Even when you get the performance that you get out of Cody, like, you got the pitching tonight. Honestly, back-breaking late. Ryan Helsley just hasn't been what you expected. A flamethrower. And I think, you know, Robbie and Lennox called and said, like, why did he go with the breaking stuff? And then I went back and looked. I mean, he threw a fastball to Ozzie Albies, a four-seam fastball, but it was low in the zone, and Ozzie Albies is all of 5'3", went down and got it. Now, he did throw a breaking pitch to Michael Harris, and that was a slider, 87 miles an hour, middle. But you got to come in and strike guys out. You're a swing and miss guy. You got to come in and mow these guys down. You know what also doesn't help? Walking guys, throwing balls in the dirt. Ozuna. That's a tough way to go, man. And like I said, glass jaw. You have two opportunities to come back and get something done in the bottom of the eighth. Marte pops out. Lindor singles. Get it going. Juan Soto strikes out on three pitches. The generational Juan Soto, the centurion, the Supreme Court of Soto suite in the stadium, the security detail, the clothing allowance, gave you the world.
Try to grow a dynasty.
You talked about family culture and winning championships and a dynasty in Queens. I knew it was all a facade watching that press conference. It's all about the bread. And then Brandon Nimmo grounds out. And it's like, I feel for anybody that was in there. Let's get to the phones. I'm sure people are calling. That might have went down. You know, Dan in Connecticut, Ryan, those guys are driving away. They're driving away from Citi Field. Richie in Queens on the fan. What's up, Richie?
Hey, Keith, how are you?
All right. The losing. I feel like I'm on every night, and it's like both teams lose. I know when I was on with Big Mac the other morning, it was the first time that both teams had won since – like July 27th, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta be on that show more often than 2 years. You know, by the way, you set the record the other day because who's cracking up? But you know how I always tortured you about watching a movie? And you know, most people, when they talk about a movie, they go, I didn't really like that one. I didn't like that one. You went up the consecutive ones of, I didn't see that one. I didn't see that one. And I didn't see that one.
I don't watch movies. I watch sports.
Well, eventually you will, and when you do,
I need to switch. Actually, I think I'd probably be better off if let's just quit this radio job and be a movie buff and not watch any of these sports.
Yeah, because it's getting to a point where sports is torturous, man. You at least know the ending of a movie might be good. Hey, real quick, I'm not shocked with Mendoza. I listened to Bob Melvin. You know, I'm a Giants fan. They've lost. They're like 3-23. He says the same thing as Mendoza. He says the same thing at Boone. You know, we got talent. We're going to get better. You know, it's almost like it's analytics to a point where they can't, you know, they can't go and destroy their team and make a comment like, wow, I'm fed up, although he kind of alluded the other day. But, you know, I'm not shocked at that. What I am shocked at, you know, they haven't got a guy other than Peterson to get to the sixth inning. It's 5 2/3. He's pitching well. I love Rodgers. You know, I had known Rodgers for 6 years. We never brought Rodgers in with men on. Rodgers is a contact guy. He's going to give up a contact. You hope it's not hard. You hope it's a ground ball. But he never comes in with men in scoring position. Finish.
Yeah.
So, you know, make a statement there and say, hey, I'm going to do this with my guy. And again, and I can't fault them for Rodgers and Helsley. I mean, those guys are there to protect the league. So, that's just a bad team right now, Keith. And the same thing, like I said, to C-Mac. That game, they faced a good pitcher against the Twins, the Yankees. They had a chance to get a sweep. And you've got a sweep, though. You 2 out of 3 is normally good. But when you're playing the way they are, you've got to go on a 9-1 run.
So yep.
Let's bring on football, Keith. It's ugly right now.
Thanks for the call, Richie. Agreed. Let's bring on the football, start the football ASAP. We'll probably, you know, pivot the conversation at 11 o'clock to, you know, this Jets and Giants matchup coming up and what we've seen out of practice and, you know, Kayvon Thibodeau. That's something else I wanted to say. I heard Evan call Kayvon Thibodeau. We'll definitely talk Knicks as well with the schedule coming out. We can get rid of the there is no more Tom Thibodeau. KT, right? Kayvon Thibodeau. This town ain't big enough for the both of them. So we just got to talk about Kayvon. I always remember that, which is KT. Kayvon Thibodeau. There is no more Thibodeau in town. Anyway, I mean, you're going to second guess the manager's moves, But these are high leverage relievers. These guys, you just gave up a bunch of guys to go get. They were celebrated when they came here. I remember sitting in on a Mets space, listening to Mets fans talk about how they won the day. How the, you know, it felt like the Phillies countered going to get Duran from Minnesota. But then Stearns had another move in his pocket. I always say a move looks better with another move. Tyler Rogers and Ryan Helsley. But they have had a little bit of a rough go at it with that Mets jersey on. So it's hard not to believe that there's a curse in that uniform. It's hard not to believe that there's a hex going on with this team. They got to shake out of it. They have the players. They have a good manager. But he's starting to sound a little bit like Aaron Boone. Annabelle in Bridgeport, Connecticut, you're on next. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? First time speaking with you. I listen to the Fan 24/7. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Yeah, I watched the whole game tonight, and let me tell you, Carlos Mendoza did the right move. He brought in Rogers. Mm-hmm. He did a good job. Then Henley came in, and I said, this guy, as I saw his record, he got 21 saves out of 27 times when he was with the San Luis Cardinals. So I said, this guy got good stuff. I'm hoping he can hold him. But unfortunately, we lost this game. Now, a lot of people are comparing the Mets fans and the Yankee fans against Carlos Mendoza. Carlos Mendoza is a great manager. I can hardly hear anybody say, fire him, fire him. The whole New York Yankee area wants to fire everybody in New York.
They're calling for Mendoza to be fired, too. There's a lot of people talking about Mendoza being fired, too.
No. I think he's
both guys are safe. Neither one of them are getting fired, but we're hearing it they get pretty loud for both managers to go.
Can I tell you something else?
Yes, sir.
Even if the Mets had Billy Martin, any manager, I could name you as many as I want. But let me tell you one thing. When you get a pitching staff that doesn't go past the fourth inning, come on.
Kodai Senga did it today. Kodai Senga had a decent enough showing today, and then the bullpen lost the game.
Yes, and the one who has been the most consistent pitching over five innings has been David Peterson. Other than him, Senga did it tonight, but there's nobody else that could go past the fourth inning.
Nolan McLean, thanks for the call. Annabelle, making your first call to KM to AM. Appreciate it. When it rains, it pours. When you're losing, everybody's to blame. The players are to blame, but it starts with the manager. And when the manager's telling you, we got a lot of talent, we got to get through this, it's like, yo, this has been going on for too long. So you can't say, oh, nobody's calling. I can't listen to people call for Mendoza. They've been calling for Mendoza's head this whole couple weeks. Blowing these leads. The team having a glass jaw, not being able to fight back, not being able to overcome these things. I don't know. 888-808-1019. I know Buster only put out a tweet yesterday of bullpen losses this season. It had the White Sox at 35, the Rangers at 29, the Mets tied at third with the Pirates and the Twins at 27. Well, they can edit that now and make that 28 for the Mets. Jeff is in Oceanside. Jeff, you're next. You got it.
What's going on? Good evening, my friend. How are you tonight?
I'm all right. I thought this was going to be a night, even the way I set it up. I'm like, you know, we'll talk football in the middle, and then we'll get some reaction from the Met game, and it'll be redemption tonight, and the Met fans will celebrate taking the series. You can't lose that series in that fashion in your building to the Braves like that.
100%. This is ridiculous. I was going to call about Mendy, but you know what? I'll give Mendy a break. But Soto has been the biggest disappointment. I know, look at his numbers. They're not awful. They're not. But he does not have one clutch hit the entire season. Not one. He has no moments, no memories, no season-changing hit. So he's been the major disappointment. And Hefner's the one who should go. Everyone says he's a guru, the lab. The lab's on fire. The lab's broken. The lab is done. You go back to the last couple years with Hefner. In 2022, the Braves series, our top three pitchers went, we couldn't win one game. We were home for the wild card series, we couldn't win that. 2023 was a disaster. Yeah, 2024, we had a good run, but you know what ended the good run? Our pitching burned out, was tired, couldn't finish the job. This year, we lead the league in walks. We can't get past the fourth inning. Last year, we led the league in walks. I think we set a record last year for walks. Why is this guy so highly regarded? Why? The pitching is not that good. You want to make a change. You want to make an impact. You want to give Mendy another year? Fine. Hapner's been there for years and years and years and years. And to me, he's overrated. Soto is the biggest bust. I know he's 30 home runs, 70 RBIs, a bunch of stolen bases. But every single time he's up in a big spot, he fails. And I know the Mets slightly overpaid, but in fairness, the Yankees were up at 16 years, as opposed to the Red Sox and the Blue Jays when they're 14 years. So, yeah, the contract they gave him was, I guess, was market rate. I understand that.
To win the player. They did what they had to do to win the player.
Right. I mean, they didn't go overly crazy. They went a little crazy, but
Steve Cohen can afford it.
Right. Steve Cohen can afford it. And you know what? Steinbrenner offered a similar contract, 16 years as opposed to 15 years, so the money is a little bit less on your AVV or whatever they call it. But to me, what is wrong with him? I mean, I'm a diehard Mets fan. I hate the Yankees. I hate the Yankees. But I watch their games, and every time last year he came up, he got a hit.
Don't I know it, Jeff? How did the Yankees go to the World Series? Juan Soto versus Hunter Gattis, one of the most clutch at-bats you've ever seen. A battle that he refused to lose. He said he knew he had him. Took him deep. He had moments like that to start the season against the Houston Astros, a team that the Yankee fans hate, coming through against them. I remember Camilo Duvall. That clip came back up when the Yankees traded for Camilo Duvall because he took Camilo Duvall deep late in the game in San Francisco to win it. Juan Soto had a bunch of, like, that's his calling card. That's his MO. I don't know how much, like, I keep talking about the guy's slow heartbeat. I keep talking about the guy. He's the guy that they don't want up. They don't want to pitch to with the game on the line. He's the guy that you want up, right? Juan Soto's the guy that you want in the box with the opportunity to tie or take the lead. Because he's clutch. He's auto. I've referred to the guy as a cyborg robot that's programmed to hit baseballs. I don't know what software they're running over there now. It is odd. Maybe it's just year one. You know, this is a beta version of Juan Soto in the Met uniform, but this is not like him. He's had so many opportunities this year to cash in, pun intended, and he hasn't been able to do it. His hottest month in June, I told y'all, that was to make the All-Star team, and he came up short of that. And when you talk about the contract and the AAV and, like I said, what you had to do to win the player, I mean, it's more than just the 15 years and the average annual value. They gave this man a suite in the stadium for his family. They gave his mom a clothing allowance so she could be styling and profiling. They gave him his own security detail. They made a mini movie about the pursuit of signing him as if he was going to be the difference. He's still putting up good numbers, but he's certainly not the difference. 888-808-1019. There's a big difference from what he looked like in pinstripes. And I'm not trolling. As a baseball fan, I seen him. I saw him in San Diego. I saw him with the Nationals. You saw him too. You're not getting the return on investment. And I know it ain't your money, but it is your team. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. I don't know what else to tell y'all. The pitching is not good enough. The managing is not good enough. It sucks to watch your team lose. I was looking at this top 10 losses for the Mets this year. You can add that one. That's a tough loss late in the game. Back-to-back night. To lose that series like that after celebrating Pete Alonso, getting the all-time home run record and all the talk around that, and now you got to just dust yourself off and face the Mariners, and they're rolling. And they've got guys that hit the ball out of the ballpark, and they've got good pitching. They're not going to take it easy on you. So what happens? I don't know. I was on it last week, too, talking about, like, that's the elephant in the room, too. Pete Alonso wants to get paid, man. Pete Alonso was calling out, yeah, well, you know, I want to play until I'm 40. I'd love to be here, but, you know, David and Steve got to step up. And he's balling, and he's on a deal that he's going to opt out of, and he's got the same agent as Juan Soto, and Juan Soto was given the world before he even stepped in the batter's box. I don't know, man. I think there's something to it. Lindor, the captain, the stand-in captain, the captain by I don't know, non-actual titles. Maybe you should have gave him the captaincy. Maybe David Wright should have said, "Hey, you're the guy." Something with Lindor too. He's got to lead these guys. You know, it was him and Nimmo last year that were supposedly like calling the team meetings and, you know, taking the guys out to dinner. I don't know. Maybe the Fab Four will turn it on for Beatles night. Let me stop. I'm just about to start trolling. Let me chill. Let's go to Rob in Westchester next on The Fan. Hello, Rob. Robbie. Hey, Rob. Let's go to Justin in Floral Park. Justin's
Keith,
there.
What's going on, brother?
You know, just talking about how bad the Mets are, but the Yankees are just
Yankees
as bad.
Are better. Before I talk about the Yankees, shout out to my 12U team going to Cooperstown this weekend.
Oh, you need some Bigelow tea. I've heard your voice so many times. You all right? You under the weather?
No, I mean, this is from Keith, no joke, from yelling at them and also yelling at Devin Williams on Friday night. I mean, dude, that guy, I never want, I mean, I wish he was Class A. Like, seriously, bet on himself and like got suspended for the rest of baseball, dude. Like, I can't stand the guy. Like, you know how many games he's lost for us?
Eight. I count them out every time I get a chance. I have them written down.
He could be in first place. But here's my thing, Keith. As bad as we are with the Yanks, the schedule does get better for us. So if we can get to that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next week against the Red Sox, and do no worse. I mean, I want 3 out of 4, but that's probably not happening.
Split.
If we get split, Keith, I think we have a chance to make the playoffs because I still think when push comes to shove, they're better than the Guardians. I just think it. I feel it. I know it. And I just think that's it.
They better make the playoffs. They were in the World Series last year, and they still hang their hat on losing the World Series.
I know, but Keith, here's the thing. As a Yankee fan, you're a smart Yankee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You feel like I am. Is it the worst thing if we don't make the playoffs? Because then maybe Hal cleans house and gets rid of Cashman and gets rid of Boone?
He's not. Maybe Boone is the sacrificial lamb, but that wouldn't be fair.
Keith, they have to be a package deal. There's no way Cashman can hire another manager. There's just no way. This doesn't work, what they're doing. I don't even know what the blueprint now is for the Yankees. Is it just making the playoffs? Because it's not winning the World Series. Because if it was winning the World Series, we'd go all in all the time at the deadline, which we never do. A la, we didn't get Verlander when he went to the Tigers.
Yeah, there's a long list. They take shortcuts. Even things like trying to steal outs and like, oh, yeah, let's go to De Los Santos last night. Right. Let's take Cam Schlittler out instead of trying to fight and try and, like, you know, bring the guts out of somebody, the feel for the game, the compete level. Yeah, he throws pretty hard. See if the kid, you know, see if the kid can grow in that moment. And Owen said they decide to protect him and go to their lanes. And De Los Santos, who pitched the day before, it didn't work out. And I don't know, we second guess it. And they didn't want to tell us Goldie was hurt. They just do these little things that show you that.
You can't put shit there. And then here's the other thing, Keith. Why are they not going all in and calling up Spencer Jones? And then Ben Rice catch, move Belly to first, and let this kid play the outfield.
Yeah, we're in a little bit of trouble. As you talk about getting to the Boston season, and thank you for the call, getting to the Boston series, and thank you for the call, Justin. Goldie is hurt. Amed Rosario is hurt. Austin Slater is hurt. Judge is trying to come back and play right field, but like even the bench that you had, you're missing guys. And like the players that you have to, like, you have to play Austin Wells. And he's been weak sauce. You have no choice but to play him now. You got to play Ben Rice at first. And why do they not want to call up Spencer Jones? I don't know. I'm sure that they feel like he needs to, you know, finish out this year in his development, and he can't help the team right now. So, I don't know. Around and around we go, man, with the Mets and the Yankees. High hopes and just consistent failure and second-guessing them and watching these games and showing up to the ballpark. That sucks. The Met fan that showed up, did Evan go tonight again? The Met fan that showed up the last two nights at Citi Field, I feel for you. I know, as a Yankee fan, you guys hear me come from the game. When I'm disappointed, I can't hide from it. I come here and I got to get on the mic. But the Met fan that sat through that delay yesterday and then partied the first two innings just to get kicked in the nuts, 11 unanswered runs, a 9-run inning, and then they pushed the Pete Alonso ceremony to today. And you show up today, yay, polar bear, his own private glacier. And you watch them lose a 4-3 game, and the super pen gives it up, and this vaunted lineup has two opportunities to come back and just get one run, just tie the game, force extras. They can't do it. They fold. That's a tough feeling, man. That's a tough feeling as a fan. It breaks you. It breaks you. It makes you want to get off the ride. 888-808-1019. This is a 5-hour ride till midnight. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Plenty of time. Call me up. We'll be right back. What's the difference between me and you? Not much. The Yankees are a half game up, holding the last wild card spot. The Mets are a half game up, holding the last wild card spot. 4 runs is enough to beat both of them in the third game of the last series in their buildings. Losing, losing, losing. Bullpen giving it up. Offense not doing enough. High-paid players not giving you the return on investment. Managers saying the same things in the postgame. And fans calling the Fan talking about the same things week after week after week. 2 months it's been. The Mets lose, and that's inexcusable, unacceptable, embarrassing. I know I'm not a Met fan, and y'all hate hearing it from me, but I'm on till 12, and you're going to hear it from Big Mac, too. The Yankees didn't play, so they can't hurt us tonight. And I swear I thought it was a redemption night for the Mets because Kodai Senga went out there and did his thing. You know, the Captain Lindor did his thing. What do you have, 3 hits tonight? And Alonso showed up again, drove in a run. Nimmo drove in a run. It's not enough because Ryan Helsley, I don't know, man. He throws hard, but they're able to put bat to ball and get it done. And now the Mets have lost 13 out of their last 15, 5 consecutive series. And they had a 7-game win streak before all that. It's confusing. I don't understand how it just goes south so fast. Even when you do get a starting pitcher that's able to pitch into the sixth inning, it's not enough. Here come the Reds. The Phillies seem to have a stronghold, and you still got to face these teams. And you got to face the Mariners this weekend. It's not looking good. You'll face the Reds first weekend in Cincinnati in September. Then you'll face the Phillies right after them. I think they face the Phillies in Citi Field. There's a tough stretch of baseball. Like, you know why you needed to handle business this homestand? And you know why. I'm not telling a Met fan anything that they don't know. Because you have this stretch from the 19th of August through the 3rd of September where you don't have a day off. So if you don't have starters that can go deep in the games and your bullpen is not a super pen and they're giving it up, it's just like, where do you go for answers? Nolan McLean, they're setting that kid up for Saturday. Juan Soto bobblehead. Juan Soto better hit two homers. They're setting that kid up in a situation to go face, you know, Cal Raleigh and Randy Arozarena and Josh Naylor and Eugenio Suarez. That lineup is tough. That lineup is tough. So, I don't know, folks. Both the Mets and the Yankees are on postseason elimination watch. And, yeah, you know, the Yankees, it always seems like, oh, they got Fernando Cruz coming back. Ryan Yarbrough's coming back. Both of those guys, you know, they did rehab stints with the Rail Riders. But like I just said, Paul Goldschmidt is down. Amed Rosario is down. Austin Slater's down. That might not seem like anything too significant, but it is because it forces other players into the game that are struggling. It forces, like, it limits what you can do. It limits what you can do. And, like, they absolutely need Judge to go back to right field. And like I said about going to St. Louis, the Yankees don't win out there. It's hot out there in Missouri. They have a good fan base that shows up. Every summer, the Yankees go out there and get humbled by St. Louis. So I'm not expecting anything different this time. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Terry out on Staten Island. Terry, you're on
this
the fan.
This call will be recorded.
Hey, Keith, how's everything going?
It's not going great. I can't lie to you.
No, it's not. It's a rough time. I was at the game today. Parking lot took like 2 hours to get out of. When I got out of the parking lot, I got a ticket for having a headlight out.
Wow.
And yeah, it's just been a rough time. It's telling me I have 24 hours to fix it.
Oh my! Can they give people a break leaving the game? It's already bad enough.
I know. You would think they would just stay away from Citi Field, but you know, I guess they got to do what they got to do.
Yeah.
And now I got to rush to get my headlight fixed. But I'm shocked to see you were at the game today.
No, I wasn't at the game. I was at the Yankee game yesterday. I don't go to Citi Field. I've been here since 7 o'clock. Really, I've been here since 6 o'clock.
Who did I take a picture with?
I don't know, dude.
I swear, I went up to a guy. I'm like, Keith, and he put his hands over his shoulder.
He played you. He played you. What was he wearing?
He was wearing a Yankee jersey, which is why I thought it was you. And then I took a picture with him. He's like, all right, yeah, no doubt.
Wow.
Listen to me on the fan tonight. And I was like, all right, I will.
Wow, I'm getting famous. I got people pretending to be me in Citi Field. No. You got to be trolling me. No way.
No, I'm not. I'm not trolling you.
Post a picture and tag me. Post a picture and tag me if you didn't already do that.
Yeah, I definitely will. Now I feel like somebody's trolling me.
Yeah. You saw a black dude with locks, like 6'2", 200 pounds.
And he had a Yankees hat and jersey on. That's why. It wasn't just because he was a black guy with locks. But it was all everything else, and I thought it was you.
I'm just describing what I look like. I'm on the live stream right now. They can see me. I don't know, man. Thanks for the call, Terry. That's strange. I'm having lookalikes, clones. See, if that type of stuff is going on in Citi Field, you know there's some type of weird hex voodoo going on. Let's go to Bobby in Belmore. Bobby, you've been hanging for a while. And I just noticed that you were trying to, you know, piggyback off of the Mike Sando conversation that ended like an hour ago talking about the quarterback.
Well, before I get to that, I got to talk about baseball because
You know, you got the last name wrong. You said Juan Loco. It's Juan Solo. I mean, all you got to do is replace one letter, and that's it. But anyway, yeah. And speaking of Lindor, you know, losing together, well, they lost 13 out of 15 together. So, you know, I guess that's doing good. But anyway, let me get to the Yankees before I get to the football. Now, Fried, I've been talking about you this for a while. I was concerned about the signing. He was terrible in the postseason since 2021, our great World Series game. Mm. He's been awful. He was awful again against Houston. I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but Toronto twice, the Mets, Chicago. You know, he didn't pitch well against Texas. I know that in the playoffs, but he's been bad, very bad since the beginning of July. He has like a 60 ERA. I don't know if he's hurt his arm the last couple of years. I don't know if it's that, but it's very concerning because they're not going nowhere without him. So, you know, I just hope against Boston. I'm going to the Boston game on Friday. I hope he pitches well that, you know, I hope he just goes with a pitch on Friday.
I was going to say, is it Fried Day on a Friday? Is he in line to pitch? Sunday?
Yeah, I guess I have a day off or something. He pitches, I think, Saturday. And I think I have a day off, like, maybe Monday. Or I'm not sure. But I'm not sure. I know he's scheduled to pitch on Friday. I didn't check. I know he's scheduled to pitch. But anyway, let me get to the football. Now, the guys that voted for that top tier, I think they're smoking the same crap that Rogers has smoked in the last two springs. Because
ayahuasca?
I understand how Justin Herbert is 7, and I'll get to Hurst in a second. This guy, I forget even the playoff game, which was a horror show, he has never won a big game. They won a lot of games, but they were against bad teams.
Bobby, he is creative player. He is the quarterback that you create in Madden.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
you know, he's tall, he's strong, he can run a little bit, he's got a cannon arm, but he turns the ball over, he folds, he's not, he hasn't won anything.
Tom Brady said that, you know, the mental aspect of Hurst's game is top notch, and it's not just physicality. Now this guy Hurst, look at what he's done. He's 45-16. He's gone through four different offensive coordinators the last 4 years. 45-16 the last 4 years. The last 2 to 3 years, he could have been Super Bowl MVP. He would have won it a couple of years ago if he didn't lose. And he's been spectacular. And he went through all this. I know you're seeing, you know, Oklahoma doesn't count as college, but this guy, how can you put him ninth? And Justin Herbert.
They might do it again because Jalen Hurts. He likes that. He likes being the. He's been underrated. He's been the underdog. They keep underestimating him. They keep, you know, him and you know Cam Newton had this whole back and forth with Gilly the Kid, who's like a mascot for the Eagles, trying to say how great Jalen Hurts is. And you know what's great about Jalen Hurts? As you talk about his mentality and stuff, they're saying he's not wearing his championship ring, and he's already coming out and saying last year is over.
Right. Well, he's got Brady's mentality. What's the best one? Your next one. The best ring is the next
one. Yeah, he's trying to get another one. They're trying to go back-to-back. They're trying to get another year out of Saquon. Saquon's talking about randomly retiring. Yeah, you go back-to-back, you might as well randomly retire. Thanks for the call, Bobby, as we get closer to 11 o'clock and start mixing in some football conversation. You know, we've got the annual MetLife Bowl coming up, Jets versus Giants over there in East Rutherford. I was already talking about Kayvon, how there's only one Thibodeau in town now. We don't have to do the Thibodeau anymore. He's gone. And I don't know how long we can stay on the conversation about how bad our baseball teams are. Football will save us. And like, what's great about the Jets and the Giants, they can just be mid and it's going to be glorious. Lewis is in Brooklyn on the Fan. How you doing, Lewis? Hey, what's up? Where you been?
Okay, the Fab Four is Dak Prescott, Michael Parsons, and CeeDee Lamb, and George Pickens.
Oh, you left Jerry Jones out. How you leave out Jerry Jones?
Oh, my. How come he's not signing Michael Paul? What's going on there? What's your take on that?
He's fried. Jerry Jones' brain is fried. He needs to be in a house, not leaving the home. He shouldn't be in front of microphones and cameras anymore. They gotta stop Jerry from, like, they gotta save him from himself. He's cooked.
Are we gonna lose Micah Parsons? I mean, that's crazy.
That would be one of the dumbest things ever, because like, just the fact that they were able to draft Micah Parsons was a miracle that he fell to them. I'm done. I don't claim him. I've disowned him. Jerry Jones. Nope. I'm good. It's coming up on 10 years. I said it on the morning show with Big Mac. If you don't go see your team play for 10 years, they're not your team anymore.
I want to tell you that I read up about George Pickens. He had something like 59 catches last year, like 900 yards. He's good.
I'm very aware of George Pickens. He's a game breaker if they can get the ball to him. And I think Dak is going to get the ball to him. And I also think the threat of George Pickens is going to open it up for CeeDee Lamb, who's always open and always catches the ball. But you know the Dallas Cowboys will find a way to fail. And if Micah Parsons isn't there in that defense, yeah.
How's Miles Sanders?
It's not about Miles Sanders. Javonte Williams is getting all the reps. Javonte Williams is going to be running back one.
Oh, wow. And let me ask you, you were very down on Trey Lance, but they said that he looked good the other week.
Yeah, with the Chargers, with Harbaugh. Yeah.
No, they said he's like a gunslinger. He has a good arm.
Let me take a break here, Lewis. Thanks for the call. You're confusing Trey Lance with Joe Milton. And see, I know that can happen. You know, the Cowboys traded for both of those guys, but the trade for Joe Milton is way more impressive than the trade for Trey Lance. On this radio station, I said, Trey Lance, what you gave up for Trey Lance could have been Bucky Irving. What you gave up for Trey Lance could have been Braylon Allen. Dumb. Trey Lance in preseason has looked a little bit better with the Chargers because he's got a quarterback as a head coach that can help him out. Mike McCarthy and those guys never wanted him. Dak Prescott and those guys never wanted him to be around. He never became anything. Jerry Jones got ahead of himself because he's been trying to replace Dak for years. Now Joe Milton is who you're talking about. And in camp with the Cowboys, yeah, Joe Milton is a gunslinger. He's been throwing bombs. He's looked pretty good. But the Cowboys are going to be mid. The Cowboys might win 8 or 9 games. Max, if Dak stays healthy, and who cares? Who cares? I'm turning into a Bills fan. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why I'm turning into a Bills fan. We'll do the Hard Knocks recap. But, yeah, we got to do the big shot of the night first, and then it's open mic the rest of the way. The Met fans that are on the line will get their rants off. The Yankee fans that are on the line will get their rants off. Keith McPherson on the Fan till midnight. Cam to Am returns right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.